This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent Virginia Neither, Appellant, decided September 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. No, ED12866. Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis Verdes, cause number 2122CR0132301. Janiyah Neither, Honorable Catherine M. Fowler, Appellant, filed September 23, 2025. Introduction, Janiyah Neither, Appellant, appeals from the judgment and sentence after a guilty jury verdict of assault in the second degree, count 1, and armed criminal action, count 2. Appellant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence supporting her conviction, but she argues the trial court abused its discretion in admitting certain social media posts without an adequate foundation, resulting in prejudice. We affirm. Background. The state charged appellant with the Class A felony of assault in the first degree and the unclassified felony of armed criminal action, ACA, for causing serious physical injury to TG, victim, by slashing her with a knife. At trial, the state adduced the following evidence. In August of 2021, victim traveled to St. Louis to spend the weekend working at an exotic dance club, The Club. 2. Victim and appellant, who was also in town to work as a dancer at the same club, agreed that appellant would share victim's Airbnb apartment. On their second evening in St. Louis, victim went to the club while appellant and her friend, went to dance at a private party. In the early hours of August 7, 2021, appellant returned to the club, and at this point, the testimonies of victim and appellant diverged. Victim testified to the following. When appellant arrived at the club, she was belligerent and trying to fight other dancers. Victim attempted to calm appellant down, which led to a verbal altercation and they each shoved the other. Although victim wanted to avoid a physical fight, they continued to spar verbally until the club's security separated them and the owner of the club, known as T, ordered appellant to leave. Victim then returned to her Airbnb apartment and was sitting on her bed when she heard appellant and friend enter the apartment, calling her name. Appellant came into victim's bedroom and grabbed her by her hair, pulling her onto the floor, where appellant slashed victim's arms, chest, face, and scalp 15 times with a knife. Victim identified appellant to law enforcement and gave them appellant's Instagram account name. By contrast, appellant presented a theory of self-defense at trial, testifying to the following events. When appellant arrived at the club, victim was rude and initiated an argument, during which victim threatened appellant with scissors. When appellant returned to the Airbnb with friend at the end of the night to collect her belongings, appellant grabbed a knife from the kitchen and placed it in her waistband, stating she planned to hold it just in case she had to use it, recalling the earlier incident at the club. In the apartment, appellant confronted victim verbally, which victim escalated to a physical fight. Victim started choking appellant from behind, at which point appellant 3 took the knife from her waistband and stabbed victim to get her to let go. Appellant stated that she only stabbed victim while victim was behind her, strangling her. When victim released appellant left the apartment, and she agreed she did not call the police, although she realized that victim was injured. During its cross-examination of appellant, the state sought to admit 3 exhibits of posts from an Instagram account, allegedly appellant's. Exhibit 92 was a screenshot of an Instagram profile for an account with the name Bonita Applebum. Exhibit 93 was a screenshot of a post from that Instagram account with the words, "T better be glad he blocked me from the club. I got something for his bitch ass. And hurry up with the case shit so I can pay him a visit." Exhibit 94 was another screenshot from the same account of an image of a police report with the words, "Defendant's copy" stamped on it. Both exhibits 93 and 94 had the profile name Bonita Applebum at the top, and they displayed the screenshots of the posts had been taken at 10:52:01, and that the posts had been visible for 2 hours at that time. Appellant objected to the admission of exhibits 93 and 94 for lack of foundation. The trial court allowed the state to question appellant about the Instagram account and the posts to establish a foundation. Appellant admitted that the Instagram account